Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Bob Tallman inviting you to join us for the 4-6's Legacy Female Sale, Thursday, November 10th at 1 p.m. Central. The sale will be broadcast live at SuperiorLivestock.com and Dish Channel 232. What an opportunity to purchase legendary heifers in load lots or groups of 10 head. For more information, call my friends at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117, or visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org.
Cattle futures rocked along higher today after being expected to open lower, given the stock markets overnight and the other world markets under pressure after yesterday's election results. They opened this morning. We were just a little bit lower, but then it shrugged off that negative news and had a relatively low volume and low volatility day here in the feeder cattle. The November finished up 35 cents at 124.75. That contract will expire on Thursday of next week. It's a little bit earlier than normal due to the Thanksgiving holiday the next week. So November expires on the 17th of November. And then January is about $5 lower than November at 119.80, but it was up 57 cents. Now the moving averages and other resistance levels are coming down as the feeder cattle market stays steady. The March moving average is currently about 118.06. So we've already been there once, and that will be not only the previous high, but it'll also become resistance. So if we revisit those levels, there could be some pretty stiff resistance there for the March feeder cattle. Live cattle December up $1.05 at 103.65. There was some 103 to 103 and a quarter cash trade here this morning, and that was neutral to maybe a little bit lower than where we were last week at this time.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain futures were under pressure today following the monthly USDA report, which was this morning at 11 a.m. The big numbers everyone was watching was the production numbers for 2016 corn and soybean crops. The corn yield was 175.3 bushels an acre, which is quite a bit bigger than expectations of 173.2, and that trickled down through the overall other numbers. Total production was 15.226 billion bushels. The average guess was 15.04, so about 180 million bushels bigger than what the market was guessing. That was a pretty big surprise here and drove corn down 13 cents here, 13 cents a bushel here at the end of today. Bean production also bigger. The yield 52.5 bushels per acre and total production 4.361 billion bushels. The average guess was 52 bushels per acre and 4.314. So bigger corn crop and a bigger soybean crop. Cotton production was estimated to be 16.16 million bales, so we're getting up there in cotton production as well. Now, if you look at the ending stocks for 16-17, wheat was 1.143 billion bushels. The average guess was 1.14, slightly bigger there. Corn 2.403, where the average guess was 2.3, and then the big one was beans 480 million bushels, expecting 420.
Justin, how can folks get more information from you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.